Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I am just conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing on your community and the nation. All the answers are individual and confidential, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we're calling on your cell phone, so we can make this as quick as possible. We would really appreciate your time, okay?
Yes. How long do you think this will take?
Just a few minutes of your time. We can try to go through it real quick, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just to be sure that we're representing everybody today, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
51.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably no vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote this year. You may use numbers between 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction this country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Thank you. Okay, and is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
No, I said it's just approved.
So we would say like somewhat approved, correct?
Yes, somewhat approved.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard about of the person, please say so, okay?
Okay.
The political, the Republican Party.
And, I'm sorry, what's the scale again?
From 0 to 100.
12.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Kamala Harris?
78.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
4.
Thank you. The Democratic Party?
54.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
60.
Project 2025?
0.
Tommy Baldwin?
80.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements where some people have made doubt about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, Where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As vice president, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 per million of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. Is this not convincing at all for you? Okay. In November, we have simple choice, Kamala Harris, the prosecutor versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris has presented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump through her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November. Not at all convincing, somewhat very convincing.
Thanks, Gail, though.
10, you said?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Okay, number 5. This November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first Black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new. More representative leaders focus on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all. In all country, the sorely needs it. Not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. And it's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year, presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated. Thank you.
It's a 10.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are 80% finishing this survey, so we're about to finish. Okay, we'll go through it real quick. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, which 10 means that you're very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that somewhat convincing to vote, and 0 is not at all convincing to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Number 1, a second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold.
Hey, I can jump in now. That's a 10.
Okay. Thank you. Banning Muslims and deporting people of color, that's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This would involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and violations of both human rights and the rights of the American citizens. To stop this inhumane and evil act, there's only one solution to vote. Vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
6.
6, okay. And Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump dictator. The plan will give the president
eight.
New and... Okay. Number 8. Great. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people might change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the elections were held today and the candidates were just Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation if in this year presidential and congressional elections in November from scale to 0 to 10.
It's a 10.
Where's 10? Okay. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read some of the categories, so stop me if some of these are your category. Between 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc., or refuse to answer?
The last one, postgraduate.
Postgraduate, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so this basically concludes the survey. We really appreciate your time and patience for your opinion, okay?
Great, thank you. Thank you for being pretty quick and straightforward. I appreciate it.
Thank you as well. Bye-bye.
All right, have a great night.
Same to you.